Okay. We got a new character. We got a clue for the next character after that. And we got the top three, right? I believe that's where we ended up, in that top three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Need to open a channel.
Status instantly.
Yeah.
Ian, you're never going to watch Masked Singer this year, right?
Someday.
Okay.
As soon as I finish Holy Moly Ted Lasso.
I was going to complain to the old man about one of the reveals that he didn't give me ample warning about how bad it was. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm glad you're watching the Lasso season 2. That's good stuff.
Solid gold.
I think I saw somebody say they wanted to get Jason Sudeikis on a cooking show so he could make those biscuits.
Ray, I don't know where you stopped, so I don't want to get too detailed in it, but there is a plot line that's going on right now that I do not agree with. It seems at best immoral to have that sort of relationship with your employee, but
right. Yeah, that just started. I think I watched that episode where the date happened, and then I think that's where we are.
Big ending for the season. Big ending. All right, ready to get this rolling? It's 9:02 in the PMs.
I would say yes.
All right.
Sorry.
Right, talk right over me. Just cancel the whole show. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 300th. Oh, God, I will choke you. 317th installment of the Muscle Warriors 3. I hate both of you. I'm Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. Hello.
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 This is the week of the 17th to the 24th of November. Man, time's flying. Still in the year of our vid. All right, where are we at? 5-day, 4-star crash! Yeah! Out of Titans. On the 13th, you had Anti-Venom versus the Spider-Woman. Ian did not participate. Ray, how did your Anti-Venom?
I don't like him. but other than that, it went okay.
I also did not enjoy playing him.
Yeah, I don't remember what his powers do. I mean, I had to read them at the time because I wasn't having any luck. So I stopped like mid-fight and went, wait, what is this supposed to do? eventually won, but yeah, it was not a fun time.
No.
Sorry, I love the placeholder for my missing Anti-Venom for some reason.
Yes, it's good.
For anybody who can't see it, it's just a little hand-drawn, poorly sketched, but awesomely sketched, don't tread on me flag that says, no step on Sneck. At least that's the voice that I read it in, and it makes me laugh.
All right. Shibbity shibbity schwa, that's the voice I heard it. on the 18th, we've got Thanos versus a Hammercap.
Sweet. Is green the ability that makes you win?
I don't know what 4-star Thanos does.
No one does. He cuts that's you why
with,
I ask.
He cuts you with a sword at some point, right?
That has to be his green power, right?
Sure.
I don't know. I have mine at a 5-3-5, so I think the black or the green is important.
Well, those are the two that he has the most of.
Yeah.
And then number next on the 23rd is Juggernaut versus, I don't know, some ugly troll.
Or for those who are not looking at the graphic, it's possibly the Goddess of Thunder.
Yeah, you got 2-4-3 Juggernaut. You can win that. You can make that
happen. Absolutely.
All right, good times.
He's also favorited now, so hopefully it'll be even better than that by the time I get there.
Nice.
There you go. And stories, we got the introducing Scarlet Witch that was running again is almost done. So if you haven't finished that, wrap that up. Venom Bomb is running. That'll get you a Dream Warrior, a Saber 2, some Ultron Shards. Placement is Vulture and some Odin Shards. That is followed up by Thick as Thieves. Again, Doctor Strange, Vulture, Odin. And placement is Kid Icarus and the new shards for the new character. So that'll lead into introducing new character. And then one of Ian's puzzle gauntlets is also returning.
Woo!
And PvE or PvP land, it is between seasons. So right now you got Women of Marvel. That'll get you Kamala Khan, Misty Knight. Placement side is the King of Wakanda and some Dead Rider. So I don't really have any good name for him. All right. In the news. Hey, we got a new character.
A new character. Tell me more.
It is, as some people had guessed, it is the Eternal Circe. She is a 5-star purple, green, and yellow. Sit down, Ian. This is going to take a little bit of description, I think.
Okay.
Stuff seems to change from doing one thing to another thing and could get ugly. For a bargain of 3 purple. 3, I tell you. You have Cosmic Purpose. Choose a color. She converts 3 tiles of that color to other random colors. And then this power becomes Cosmic Path. At level 3, it converts 4 tiles. At level 5, it converts 5 tiles. The passive part, at the start of the turn, if there are fewer, new tiles are 50% less likely to be in the power's color. So whatever power you had previously picked, I guess. And at the start of the turn, if there are fewer than 5 tiles of that color on the board, Circe will create a strike, attack, or protect tile. Green or black makes attack. Red or purple makes strike. Blue or yellow makes protect. As you go up in level, those tiles get stronger. At level 5, if you're maxed out with her, which, you know, I'll get there in 7 or 8 years, you're maxing that out as a 17-13 strength tile. That could be a lot. For normal folks, it'd be down more in the 400s. Green, Gift of Transmutation. Choose a color that is not green. Circe converts 4 random tiles to that color. She fortifies up to 2 friendly special tiles in that color and increases their strength by 148 to start with. As you go up in level, you're fortifying more tiles, the damage gets more. At level 5, you're converting 6 tiles to the chosen color, increasing the strength of all tiles by 296 or at max level 1188. And fortifies and strengthens all friendly special tiles of that color, which is the level 4 part. So, yellow, Eternal Life. This one's a little bit harder to work on. It's, well, could be. Whenever you make a match 5 or greater, Circe creates a 3-turn fortified countdown tile. When it expires, it deals some damage to the enemy team. If she becomes downed when 1 or more of these tiles is on the board, remove it and revive Circe with 30% health. As it goes up, she will eventually get 50% health while dealing 6,000 points of damage to the enemy team. At max level, she's dealing almost 25,000 points of damage to the enemy team. So, man, you're going to have to try and, you know, get a match 5 right before she's going to die.
Right.
Because 3 turn is not all that great. But the other stuff's going to take some work. But boy, you're swapping all the color tiles all over the board.
That's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder how that plays out if you make things like 50% less likely to be black, but you also have Domino. So then the thing's only like 50% more likely to be black? I don't know. Math is hard.
That really depends on how it's applied and what order. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Are there brackets? Does it follow, what is it, PEMBOS or whatever the acronym is?
She sounds like a 553, just because, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get that. I don't think you're going to get that rebirth all that often.
No. And the enemy team damage just doesn't go up that far for me to want to max it out. I'm sure that I'm wrong, depending on who you pair her with, but...
I mean, maybe if you got Karnak or something, somebody you can guarantee... No, that doesn't do it. Putting a critical on the board isn't it. You have to make the match. I got it, Ray. You do it once, Bagman keeps increasing that countdown tile to be a really large number, and then she's guaranteed that she'll come back.
There you go.
All right.
That should be a thing with every new character. How do they work with Bagman?
That should be correct. That should replace Okoye in all teams. How does it work with Bagman? Oh, Donkey Teeth has a good thought. Immortal Hulk. I suppose if you had one of those tiles out and she just keeps dying from, you know, Immortal Hulk, she would come back. But man, I don't know you're going to rely on that because you got to keep making match 5s.
Right.
Mm. All right, anyway, I think we put Ian to sleep. So the Circe cover store is running the 18th to the 28th. In the Circe Limited Vault, there's 40 items in there, one of which is a Ever Watchful store token and one Hydra Stomper and then some random other things. In the Ever Watchful Legendary Store, you get a 15% chance to get Circe, Heimdall, or 5-star Captain Marvel. Additional tokens for that are 25 CP apiece. I don't think I'm going to be buying that vault or that store. It says, we said Thick as Thieves. She said placement rewards. There, the introducing event, running the 18th to the 25th, and a progression reward in Lost in Time, it's running the 22nd to the 26th. In the Fist Bump Iron Fist Versus from the 18th to 22nd, some shards are in there as placement. And her power, or her PvP is called Circe No Evil. Not one of my favorites. That rewards tokens to the sensational Cersei cover store. That's running the 21st to the 24th. So there you go, Cersei. Once I see that movie, once it hits Disney Plus, I'll report back. I'm not going to the theater to see that.
Speaking of which, I did see the Shang-Chi.
Yeah, Shang-Chi was decent.
Yeah, it was good. It was a fun movie. It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't fantastic. It was a little too over the top for me. Yeah. But
and the rings don't do what the rings do. But
well, sure.
But for the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you know, that is what it is.
I knew that going in. So, you know, it's like the Eye of Agamotto. That is not an Infinity Stone, but, you know, whatever.
So I watched the Rock in, Jungle Cruise the other day on Disney.
Oh, how's that?
I suppose it's probably great if you're a kid.
Oh. Yeah,
it was okay.
How PG-13 is it? Is Owen watching it?
I mean, he might be scary by from some of the villains.
Mm.
There are some undeady type monsters.
Ooh, those are the best kind.
Yeah, like the one guy's like made out of like living snakes. So snakes are coming out of his face and they're attacking you and doing things. And
nice.
So that part he might not like.
All right.
But yeah. All right. What we got? Oh, we got a teaser. Ian, are you sitting down?
Oh, am I ever?
The 4-star teaser is Ronin. Ronan, Ronin.
Mm.
So this
four-star Silver Samurai.
I'm assuming it's got to be a tie into the new Hawkeye TV show or something, right?
Mm. That's possible. I don't know. I have not seen the trailer for that yet.
I saw part of it today, and it told me that the show is all like Christmas themed, which I was not expecting.
I heard that too. I feel like that's I like what they're doing. You know, I really enjoyed that twist with the decades dramas on or decades sitcoms on WandaVision.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yep.
So if they're doing something similar, I'm on board.
Yep. In
I still stand by my Silver Samurai, I guess.
All right, Ray, you got a guess?
No, I mean, yeah, Hawkeye related. Got me.
In local news, the Puzzle Warriors had a joint expedition last night.
That is true.
Who did what now?
You were there.
Oh, that was great. All of us. Yes.
Yes. We went out to an actual in-person concert for the first time in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the legendary Gin Blossoms, and they were great.
They were lovely. I really appreciated all the effort they put into their show.
The lead singer, you know, still sounded good as opposed to most other old bands I see nowadays where, I'm looking at you, Tommy Lee and Axl Rose. Not Tommy Lee. Sorry. Vince Neil, yeah. Those chumps can't sing no more. Yeah, Jim Blossom sounded really good.
He came out and started like talking, and I'm like, oh, his voice is different. And then he started singing, and I'm like, oh, nope, it's the same.
Nope, it's fixed.
Yep. Yeah, they sounded really, really good. And then in other local news, in the great town that Ian lives in, they had to condemn City Hall due to a mold issue.
Yes.
So that was fun. I found that out because some of our folks were going to go up to meet with the police up there because they use the same police record system that we use. And then they were told to cancel the trip because they were being moved out of the city hall into a different building and they couldn't possibly have guests. I was like, oh, well, that's fun. But apparently it had it leaked rain in like July, and apparently nobody did anything about it. And then the place got mold.
Nice. Classic.
I like what Aesthetist has said. City Hall rots from within. Yeah. In this case, very true.
I don't know. You got any other news?
Nope. That show was way too rocking.
I had some good news earlier today.
All
right. I won my poker tournament.
Ooh.
Oh.
Like actual first place. We got down to like five people and I kept saying like, you know, I'll take a split. Well, you know, and then I lost all my chips. I had like 90,000 chips. And in two hands, I was down to 6,000 with a blind of like 500 and 1,000. And yeah, came back and won it. So yeah.
Wow.
And no one wanted to split, huh?
No one wanted to split. I even got down like every time someone went out, I'm like, I could split.
And even heads up, the guy didn't want to split.
No. And at most he had, you know, chips were like 2 to 3. And yeah, he didn't want to split. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Just dragging it out.
Yeah, took forever, but
there's no bracelet on the line here. You don't have to have a, you know,
right,
a definitive winner.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That is exciting. In the less exciting news, Owen got his first vaccine shot today.
Woohoo!
Ooh.
So, 3 more weeks when I bring him to visit you, he'll be slightly less of a ticking time bomb than he always is.
Which one is allowed for the kids now?
Pfizer.
Pfizer. I couldn't buzz it, keeping track as to which thing's allowed with who.
Sure.
That's the one I have, no I'm need. Pretty sure. Yeah.
Just wing it. Anybody willing to give you a shot of anything in the arm, just be like, sure, I'm good. Hit me.
Well, they're also recommending, you know, the normal flu shot again this year, because apparently there was just a big outbreak of the standard flu at Michigan University.
Ah, classic Michigan.
Well, there's been
I already got one of those, too.
Huge flu going around Penn State, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
They're calling it the PS flu.
Oh, they should never do that again.
I agree. I
don't like that.
Yeah, well, I feel like it would be easier to say, like, the Penn State flu in white.
Oh, guys are the worst. Let's move on. Ian, what's in the top three this week?
Holy bajoli, top three. Let me grab my list and that'll remind me since I already forgot. Hey, now, I don't know how much overlap this will have, if any, and if it sounds familiar, we have done things similarly, but this list is specifically our top three shows that originally aired on Adult Swim. So, current or past. Are all viable on the list. Let's start with Craig and see which direction this list is heading.
All right, my number three then, I went with Robot Chicken.
Solid.
I enjoy that show. I hate the 15-minute runtime. That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But the rest of the show I enjoy.
Yeah, that was an honorable mention on my list, so yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that show was excellent. All of the Star Wars specials were good. Everything it did.
Those were also good. And then when Family Guy made fun of them again, it was even better.
Right.
Especially when Chris, voiced by Seth Green, who does Robot Chicken, defended Robot Chicken. That was, yeah.
Yeah, but what's with that 15-minute runtime? Ray, Ian, who's next?
I'll go.
All right, what you got?
Because my number three is Robot Chicken.
Oh!
Nice.
It was much higher than an honorable mention. Yeah, I love that.
Some of like the G.I. Joe skits and stuff, like, just crack me up.
Oh, my goodness. Where they start, where that guy starts killing everybody.
They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
that was solid. I can't even remember who was all in the car when Skeletor ate a breakfast burrito and then farted and then locked all the windows shut.
I think I've seen
that. Solid gold. Solid gold. All right. Ray?
Okay. My number three, and I seriously think there's going to be a lot of overlap on this, but my number three, is Futurama.
Oh.
I had not watched Futurama. I didn't watch it when it was originally aired. Eventually, Ian gave me the first three seasons on, DVD or Blu-ray. I don't know what they were, but yeah, I still have not watched the whole thing, but I would really like to. Someday I may buy into this whole Hulu phenomena and watch the rest of the Futurama series.
That sounds like a worthwhile investment. I mean,
I love Futurama from start to finish.
Yeah, I broke down and got an Apple Plus subscription just to watch Ted Lasso. I think Futurama is worth much more than that.
And I loved it. I loved its second finish and its third finish, you know, because it got canceled so many times.
Right.
But...
Yeah, it was solid gold, and I really enjoyed when we all got to go meet Billy West.
Yeah, he was fun. Weird, but fun.
Except for Craig. Craig never gets invited places.
That's right. It was a boss.
All right, Ray, that was awesome. Craig,
two. My number two is a classic to me of Adult Swim. It has got to be Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Mm.
I love that show.
I feel like that was one of the, yeah.
Like that, I didn't even know that. That show was like, it was like the anchor to me of Adult Swim.
It
like,
really was.
Yeah.
It was wacky and innovative. And, you know, some of its offshoots may or may not be further down my list that we'll talk about soon. but yeah, it was solid gold.
Yeah.
The occasional celebrity interview.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, somehow they'd always make him mad and he'd like point his, you know, his thing at them, look like he's going to hit the button on his wrist to blast him. Oh.
Oh, poor Zorak. So, number two. My number two would be C-Lab 2021.
Oh, that's a good show, too.
The show was...
It was ridiculous.
Cracked me up. The character Hesh was so confusing and unhinged, he really made me happy, and that kind of carried the whole show for me.
Well, I have not seen that show for a long time. That was good stuff.
I don't believe I've ever seen that show.
Oh my God, Ray, it's funny.
If you stumble across it, you treat yourself. It's worth a couple watches.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
All right.
So mine,
you're up again.
My number two, and I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of cheating on this one because I didn't know that it actually, you know, was on Adult Swim. But Family Guy apparently was on Adult Swim. So that's my,
I believe you.
That's my number two.
Nice.
Like before it got on Fox?
I don't know. I don't know the story behind it. I just pulled up a list of show me things that were on Adult Swim to see if I have seen any of them, and it came up. So,
all right. In that case, it counts.
Huh. All right.
And as host of this show, my word is beyond contestation.
Contestation? Wow. And I am unanimous in that.
Let's finish it up strong, Craig. I believe in you.
Well, I'm sure this is not on any of your lists, but my number one is very easily Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Oh, I knew it was going to be on your list. You love that show.
I love that show. It is solid for me every time. It cracks me up. It's Norm MacDonald as the pigeon. It's got Jim Rash as the Marquis, what's a Quisenberry? The guy who invented boxing.
Right.
Anyway, but he always just calls him Marcus. And,
I saw one episode of that show, and it was at your house.
I love Mike Tyson Mysteries. I get so excited when I watch it.
Same experience as Ray. Almost, I mean, exactly.
It's so funny.
Sure, we probably watched the same episode.
It could have been.
It's just the stuff that happens with them is just ludicrous. Like, they've gone into different dimensions and done things with unicorns, and, like, it's just ridiculous. Good times.
Nice. All right.
Ray and Ian, you have the same number one. Go ahead.
Yes. No, not the same number one. Not at all. But from your other one, a spinoff of Space Ghost Coast to Coast was The Brack Show.
The Brack Show.
Ooh. The Brack Show was so good. And clearly influenced me in many ways. The episode...
It's the Brack Show. I'm Brack.
Yeah, the episode where he had to babysit Thunder Cleese's pet goldfish, Don Tickles. Whatever you do, do not feed him three hams. Three hams will kill him. Oh, Don Tickles. Rest in peace. All right, Brack Show. All right, Ray. I'm sitting down.
It's quite clear, at least to Craig and myself, which Adult Swim show I'm gonna put as my number one. It has to be Rick and Morty.
I was gonna say if it's not Rick and Morty, I would be suspicious.
Rick and Morty is just validity. I often just go and just watch a random episode of Rick and Morty.
Sure.
Anytime I know that I have, you know, half an hour to spare.
Yeah, that show's incredibly well written.
So, and again, this was on the list. This is my honorable mention, other than Robot Chicken, which I knew was on Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
On that list was also King of the Hill.
Oh.
And although I never watched it like front to back, every episode has a piece of gold in it. Like,
oh, King of the Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. So King of the Hill is my other honorable mention.
That show was exceptional.
I think that it was just on as reruns, maybe. I don't know. But it was on Adult Swim at some point. So
Peggy?
To this day. Rusty Shackleford is by far my favorite alias of all time.
That's true. I have an honorable mention. I have to go with Harvey Birdman.
Attorney at Law.
That show also cracked me up. Again, because, you know, I used to watch Birdman back in the day.
Right.
So having Harvey Birdman as an attorney.
That's a good place for it, because, like, it only had one joke. But I liked corny Hanna-Barbera references.
Yes, I loved it.
So I liked it for that.
What, Grape Ape or something would show up as a defendant or something? Like, Ian, you have any honorable mentions?
None that I wrote down. There were so many shows that were, you know, fantastic on there. But, you know, nothing that I didn't even, you know, I wasn't like, oh, this was so close to my list.
All right.
Although Aqua Teen Hunger Force and Metalocalypse were both pretty good shows. But they only had, like, a few episodes where I wasn't like, meh. So, no list. I'm good.
Hey, so before we get into the trivia, trivia related, trivia adjacent. Did you see that LeVar Burton is finally getting a trivia job?
No, that's funny.
He is being made the host of, I think it's a reboot, of the Trivial Pursuit TV game show.
Oh, I'm listening. Tell me more.
That's really all I know. It's supposed to be filming, you know, sometime soon. But I will watch that.
As will I. If I can find it in my local listings, it'll happen.
All right. Well, first, though, what do you find in your local piece of paper in front of you about last week's trivia?
Oh, last week's trivia. Was that about reindeer games?
That sounds right.
Yeah, that's definitely Loki. So, yes, Tony Stark's nickname for Loki is Reindeer Games.
I think it has something to do with the horns.
Yeah, I suspect as well. That hat that he likes to wear?
Yeah.
That's a fun hat.
Brondia got that right, by the way. Brondia in the listener comments made that.
Nice.
Made that guess. And it wasn't a guess.
This next one is less fun, and I found it to be needlessly difficult, so I will pepper it in here until I'm able to transition to more Perandiac-themed trivia. I would like to know the name of the two lead scientists who headed up the Winter Soldier project and turned Bucky into said Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there are two of them. They made the Winter Soldier program go. I need last names.
So I also had some follow-up from last week on the trivia.
Yeah?
We had a couple pushbacks. One from Brondiac, like, and also from GodzillaFan67. Both of them say that Legolas was not used in reference to... Well, neither of them said that it wasn't used in reference to Thor, but they both said that... let's see, trivia correction. Hawkeye is called Legolas in Avengers at 1 hour 52 minutes 40 seconds into the movie. Hawkeye says, "Want to give me a lift?" And Iron Man says, "Right, better clinch up, Legolas." And then takes him up to, I don't know, get a bird's eye view of the area so he can snipe. So, did he call two people Legolas?
Do you know how many references and timestamps I have to confirm my answer? Way fewer. Turns out last week's trivia answer was Hawkeye.
Okay.
Shall we move on?
Let's.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Okay. Other than that, over on the D3 forum, Godzilla Fan also said, the opening of last week's show felt like I was listening to my grandparents doing their answering machine. And this is a conversation between Papa and Meemaw. Did you hit the button?
What?
Did you hit the button?
What button?
The button on top, the green button. It looks lit up. Do I press it? Did you press it?
I don't know. Is it working?
I don't know. Let's call Craig.
I don't remember that exact exchange, but I love it.
I don't know what happened last week at all, apparently.
We started off with Craig, whether or not he had started actually recording this time, and yeah.
Oh, yeah, right, because my Audacity crashed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But in any case, I thought that was amusing. Also on the D3 forum, Auberman, pros and cons for Ian championing 5-star Thanos. Cons, PvP will become different, probably harder, because of the you're going to be matched against other single champ 5-star players. The side nodes in boss events will become harder. The 5-star match damage is so silly that you'll always want to use him, so you might get bored with him. Thanos does hurt his teammates, which means you may use more health packs, and it costs a lot of ISO. The pros, 5-star match damage is so silly that fights will be faster. Court death is so strong that CL9 can be made short work of. Playing the same amount of time will yield you more rewards, and you can always get more ISO. So isn't 5-star champs the kind of whole point of the game? So go for it. Do it live.
We're doing it live.
We're doing it live. I'll consider it.
Okay. Dances with Weevils over on Reddit says MPQ related Icarus appears too ridiculous. Pair him with anyone who can increase match or power damage and just go to town. Also said, loved your beer choices. Let me suggest trying Allagash Kuro It's a bourbon cask triple-aged golden ale. Unfortunately, it's not cheap.
No, it doesn't sound cheap.
I don't think I've ever had that. He did also have two quick short stories about beer. In Key West in 2004, he went into a bar, asked what was on tap, and the guy said they had Yuengling on tap. He said, "You're lying." Sure enough, they had lager on tap and were acting like it was something special and charged as though it were an import. Well, I mean, technically, I think it is.
I mean, it's imported all the way from Pennsylvania.
Right.
That's far. Florida's down there.
Second story, and I did like this one. I was in China right as the privatization was happening in the 80s. In Beijing, there was only one bar that was not in a hotel that was geared to foreigners and had imported beer. We went into it one night, told the owner we were thirsty. He said he had something really special, award-winning, that he called Lan Par. We told him to hook us up. Turns out it was Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, sad times.
He was so proud to serve it. Was it great? No, but it was a taste of home.
It was a Blue Ribbon Award winner.
It was a Blue Ribbon Award winner, yes. Back when there were two beers on the market, it somehow beat out the other one beer. Ugh, PBR.
Oh, gross. PBR versus Schlitz.
That's, there you go.
Samurai also commented on the PBR. He said he remembers going into a local dive bar and getting a PBR for $1.
Mm. Oh, now for a dollar, now, you know, that's a different discussion.
Yeah.
I used to drink Budweiser, you know, because I could get a pitcher of it, not the Shandy Gaff, for like $2 for a whole beer pitcher.
Wow. $2.
Did I like Budweiser? Nope, hated it. Did it give me a headache every day the next morning, every week? It absolutely did. But it was $2 for a pitcher. So we drank it every Thursday.
What was the bar that we went to that had pitchers of Yuengling real cheap when we were doing the whole company move thing? I don't remember the name of that bar.
That was Stoney's Post House.
Yeah, that's what it was. Stoney's. Yeah.
And that is now FA 21. FA 11. FA 11. It's a FA shop.
Right. Samurai also did say, I missed the other questionably cheap beer, Southpaw Light.
Nope. It's got light in the title.
I was going to say, it doesn't ring a bell.
It's also Southpaw, so I have to think that it wasn't around in this area. He did say that when he was a fifth-year senior in college, he was the only one who was 21, so he made a business of taking younger kids' 20s and getting a $10 12-pack and subsidizing his own beer for the weekend and developed a taste for Young's Double Chocolate Stout.
That is good.
Ooh, yeah. That is good.
Dances with Weevils says he remembers the bucket of rocks for $5. He also never saw Southpaw Light, but he was wondering if we were familiar with Stegmeyer or Lord Chesterfield.
Oh, Lord Chesterfield, also made by the Yuengling Brewery.
Yes.
And it's terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
It is absolutely horrific. I have had both of those beers. They're not good. Oh, God, Lord Chesterfield.
A recent amendment to your story, Ray.
Mm.
Samurai says it was a 24-can case. For $10.29, not a 12-pack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with the name like Southpaw Light.
Well, I mean, right. he didn't want to come rolling out of there with, you know, a bunch of Red Dog or anything.
That stuff was gross.
I'll take my
chances with Southpaw Light before I ever drink another Red
and,
Dog.
And the good old days of the Mickey's Big Mouth.
Oh, now that's a different story. I'll treat myself to one of those just for fun.
Finally, Dances with Weevils says, when I was in college in Ohio, the beer drinking age was 19. It was always weird to return to Pennsylvania afterwards and not be able to legally have a beer. Yeah, I imagine. Also made turning 21 much less of a blackout drunk fest.
Makes sense.
Turning 19, on the other hand.
Yeah.
Sure wasted.
Yeah, that was before my my time. It got changed. But yeah, at the time, low alcohol beers you could get at 19. And there were like three levels. Like you could get low alcohol beers. You could get full alcohol beers at like, what was it, at 20? Like it had like three stages to it.
Then you had to wait for 21 before you could get a Zima with a Jolly Rancher in it.
I don't think those existed at the time.
All I know is while there's zero chance that Phil and or Connie is listening to this podcast, curse you and your Zima still to this day.
That trick is so good.
And man, they never left a laundry room alone that they saw. That's all I'm saying. They now have four children.
I do remember going to Boston in the early 90s, and they were pushing Zima. There was I don't remember which bar it was in Boston, but there was a girl going around basically wearing a belt, and she was foisting Zima on everybody that she could. And yeah, Bag of Jolly Ranchers right there alongside of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it. That's all that Willie had. Thanks, Willie.
Nice.
Now, come on, Ray, you're not that old. Sortude saying that law changed in 1981.
I wasn't of drinking age, even if it was 19.
You were like 9.
Right, so it was before my time.
All right. Moving on, once again.
You weren't drinking by 9? What kind of Ohioan are you?
Seriously. I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up.
This is where you start talking, dude.
I know. I lost my page. I lost my mouse. I don't know where I am. I don't know what's happening. So let's talk about 3 stars who may or may not be boosted. I feel like by now you guys know that I don't know what 3-star Angel does, so I'm just going to skip to Blade. His black is going to deal more damage. If you can get the double attack dials, or you get a single attack dial with his purple, that can get up there. That'll do more damage. And then, see if a green, no, that's his other one. I don't know what his other ability is. Man, I think I brought my C game tonight. Surely, the most famous 3-star of them all, Colossus, has some abilities. His greatest ability I don't think will be affected by the boost, but his punching and damage absorption will both be improved. All right, we're going to risk something exciting here. This could be a first. I'm going to talk about Vision.
Okay.
Does anybody know what happens next? This could be the first time it doesn't, I don't know. Vision is boosted.
You get lighter, or you get heavier, and then you punch.
Yes. Well, I don't know how you would get lighter, but yes. Both, I believe, will be affected by his boost. And Patch is boosted, so his strike tiles are better, and his damage is better, and his yellow healing is improved. Now, the 4 stars. The Ronin version of Hawkeye is boosted this week. His green string damage will be increased, his purple damage will be increased, and his attack tiles will be improved this week. Danny Rand, everybody's favorite Iron Fist. His Like Unto Iron will do a big pile of damage, a decent strike tile, and more green damage as well. See what old Baron Mordo is up to these days, because he is boosted. All of his things are pretty straightforward attacks, and they'll all do more damage.
Well, you get really angry once you get, you know, defrocked. Or...
Right. Absolutely. When you're just Carl Mordo.
Yeah.
Carl. Professor X. He does stuff. He's a good character. He does his blue match 5 damage situation. That'll be increased. More buffing when he goes invisible. And yellow special strike attack protect tiles will also come out more impressive. And lastly, the Red Guardian is boosted, and his red damage and protect tiles are increased. Well, his red damage is increased. They're based on protect tiles. His protect tiles from his yellow, those are going to be better, and the attack tiles from his blue will also be better. And the always menacing 5 stars, Civil War Black Panther is boosted. Gets the Panther's Prey. Is that the one where you select someone and you decide that you can do more damage to them?
That sounds like.
Yeah, that's good. That'll be boosted damage. His red damage also boosted.
That's the Thanos team up.
The Thanos team up?
Yeah.
Okay.
He loves to be teamed up with, you know, because you kill someone, Thanos stuns them.
Right.
And then when he comes out of stun, you know, quite often if you, you know, get it lined up right, he can kill the second person.
Nice.
And then there you go. And, it, you know, game's over.
Sure. Jessica Jones. She is available. She's got those trap tiles that do piles of damage, and she throws people out windows for a bunch of damage, and her black ability also does damage. Hopefully you'll see more of her this week, but I don't know. 5 stars are a mystery to me. I'm still learning. Looks like Odin is boosted.
I don't get that graphic.
What's that, Odin?
That's the same actor that plays Odin.
It's Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, didn't recognize him.
Oh, yeah. Red damage increased, and the burst heal will be for more. Lastly, is this good old Scarlet Witch? She boosted this week? Yeah, she's got some stuff. She doesn't do a whole lot new when she's boosted, but she does have a green repeater that does more damage when she's boosted.
Yeah, and that'll be bad enough. She doesn't need boosting.
Seriously.
I hear good things.
Ugh.
I think that's Anthony Hopkins from Road to Wellville?
Yeah, that's what I thought so too, where
he's Dr. Kellogg. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was a fun film.
All right.
Let's see. Did you enjoy nothing? This is what Samurai says for everybody who is new to listening today. Let's see what he says. Did you enjoy nothing but Switch and Colossus in PvP earlier this week? Well, get ready, because there's a lot of it again, because Switch is boosted. In PvE, this is a good week to make use of Red Guardian. His yellow passive makes protect tiles that can make sure that can make use of cheap powers like Ronin's green and Danny's blue-green. Try the Red Guardian, Professor X, and either Ronin or Danny. Throw out a lot of special tiles, turn Professor X invisible, let him buff those tiles. Sweet. So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
I also like the graphic that apparently Samurai is very stoked that Cam Newton is back with the Carolina Panthers.
He scored 2 touchdowns, Joe.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah. What a much better way to retire than back in Carolina instead of getting bounced from Mac Jones.
Yeah, true story. Let's over to team up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right. So this week, the team up I kind of stole off of Reddit from a very prolific poster on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, Deitches. He had posted this a little while back, in people were asking for team ups for Drax because they had just champed Drax. And, yeah, I like the sound of this one. A lot of others came in and superseded it, but, yeah, I'm going with this one this week. So, Drax. If you just jammed Drax and you're wondering who to put him with your 4-star teams, try out Deadpool, X-Force, and, Captain Marvel. So, Drax deals damage anytime a countdown resolves. So, if you use Deadpool and throw out some countdown for what, and yeah, that's countdowns that Drax is going to be doing some damage. All you need then is a special tile, like a strike tile, that Carol can put out there, and then whenever a countdown goes off, she increases the strength of that strike tile, thus increasing the damage that Drax does, and she also puts out her own countdown tile. So yeah, it's just a matter of throwing some countdown tiles out there, let them go off, boosting your damage with your special tiles that are out there, and letting Drax do his job. So I also do really love the ability, his slice and dice, that does more damage when the opponent is fully healed. It gets a good start to working your next person down. So there you go, Drax, Deadpool, and Captain Marvel, all 4 stars. I've got Drax at a 5.35, Deadpool at a 3.55, because you're not going to be using his red, you're going to be using Drax's, and Carol at a 5.53 to really promote the synergies there. So there you go, that's the team up for this week, and if you like this segment, throw me some team ups. Otherwise, it may go the way of the dodo. So there you go, though. That's your team up for this week. And thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify. Oh, Ian, I didn't talk to you. In other football news, Le'Veon Bell is out of a job again.
Yep, I saw that he got released, which, I mean, I'm sad to hear that he is less valuable of a player than who's that other Falcon that came out of retirement to run for them? Freeman.
Yes, you were correct. Devonta Freeman.
Yep. So that was, but otherwise, yeah.
Sad times.
Maybe he should hold out another year, see if that entices them.
Turn down another $14 million. That'll make his life easier. All right, let's go old school and open up some tokens. Ian, do you have Steam open?
I didn't.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. I can't always be prepared.
All this preparation time.
I Well, surely.
Don't go to me next, because I don't have my iPad. I'll be right back.
All right, well, I'm going to open some tokens then.
You might as well.
Token one, Gamorpha.
Oh, nice.
Number two is purple, Ultron, energy beams. Number three is Bishop. And number four, oh, another purple, 50% purple, Ultron, gravitational force. So,
sweet.
Double down on the Ultron. That's exciting stuff. That gets my Ultron to the super powerful 012.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see how I'm doing this week. My token is none other than Spider-Woman, Jessica Drew.
I've heard of her.
Recently championed? No, she got recently beat up by Anti-Venom.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why she seems familiar. Did you find your iPad?
I certainly did.
So we do it, Doug.
I'm torn, though. I don't know whether to... So I've got Shang-Chi championed, and I wouldn't mind some levels on him. But at the same time, do I want to just save him up and wait for the next one to come in?
I don't know. Ultron's on a heater right now, Ray.
Right. And, you know, Cersei's really not that impressive to read, so I don't know. Well, we're going to go with four, I think. All right.
Okay.
First one's a four-star. Emma Frost. Next is Vulture, followed by Yondu. Number four is Namor. I think I have to keep going. I got to get a five somewhere in here, right?
Doom.
Next, we've got Misty Knight. Apparently, my worrying about getting too many Shang-Chi covers is not really
a concern.
Not a problem. All right, we finally got a five. Shang-Chi, vital balance. So there you go.
No Ultron for you.
No Ultron. I do have Ultron. I think he is at a 111.
Oh, the poop ass.
I believe. I did get Shang-Chi championed. Yeah, I've got Ultron at a 111, and I have absolutely no Gamoras.
All right. Thanks as always. This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, yeah.
Does it have heels on heels yet?
Soon. But it does have the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can check out links to all of our programming, past and present, on the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Samurai did ask how my Shang-Chi is spec'd. I'm still running it with three purple currently because, well, reasons. I don't really
understand that power, so I banked on the other two.
Kind of.
That's always my excuse.
I really like the increased match damage going up way more from his river blows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still torn on that one. I haven't redone it yet, so I don't know. I may put him at a 5-5-3 a while and see how that plays, but I've been using him every day. I mean, really, he is, as far as I'm concerned, clearing PvE and even, you know, assaulting in PvP. He is my go-to now.
That match damage really cranks up.
Yeah, I haven't used a Koye in 2 weeks. So,
whoa!
As it turns out, Shang-Chi heals himself, and yeah, it does way more damage.
There you go. All right. I think that's it then. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here this week. Comments, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. You can click on our Amazon banner if you'd like to buy something and give us a little Christmas gift. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, tossing your hat isn't even work. Even work. Good night, everybody.
I can't even...
Nice.
You even warned me, and that was the worst. Goodbye, friends.
Good.